out of the way.
Thank you.
Good to get you out of bed. Got to get to work.
I didn't get to bed yet.
You rolling, guys?
Yeah.
Yep. I guess you've got a main training session still, Dom, but have you got any clarity on who you can and can't play?
No, not at this stage, unfortunately. But the signs are positive on all three of the guys. Lever, Crouch and Betts, so we'll get through training this morning and assess them from there.
So what is the status of Betts?
The status? Oh, well, he's returned post-operation. He's returned to start doing some running over the weekend and we're just building him up this week.
Did he see his surgeon?
I believe he did. And I haven't caught up actually in terms of exactly what he said. It's going to be more how he clinically presents now and how he's able to go in terms of training.
Is Lever the same?
No, Lever's fine. Lever should be fine.
Crouch is safe to play as well?
Should be, yeah.
You got any worries, Ken?
Yeah, whether they all play?
No, not from the Crows, but from the Falcons.
They've got plenty of worries. No, not from an injury-wise. No, we haven't. No, obviously, Wingard's still unavailable, and Broadbent's a bit scratchy still at the moment, so he's coming off that ankle, so we'll wait and see what that looks like, but we're pretty healthy, to be honest.
Ken, do you feel tested, Brent? It's been now four showdowns in a row that Adelaide's been able to win and tested you to the limit.
No, I don't worry about the four in a row. I mean, I don't really care. I would have much rather won them, but I really care about this week, and that's the facts. You know, every stat's there to be broken at some point, or a run's going to be broke. I hadn't beaten Sydney in this year for 7 or 8 years. I hadn't won a close game for 2 years until last week. You know, all those stats, they are there. You can't deny them. Eventually, it'll get broken.
So what do you have to do to break them? What do you think you've been falling short on?
We've got to play our absolute best, playing best side in the competition. They sit on top of the ladder for a reason. You know, we played them a long time ago now this year, but it was a really close game. It went right to the wire and, you know, they broke away from us in the last couple of minutes. We know we can compete with them. We know we can beat them. It's just a matter of we have to do it on Sunday for four quarters.
So one of the issues is Betts becomes a showdown specialist. Have you thought through how you deal with that again?
Yeah, we do our absolute best as a team to control their scoring ability, not just Betts. You know, they're a great scoring team. They sit on top with the highest percentage. They've got all the things going on in their front end that's difficult and have been for every side, not just for us.
Ken, coming into a game against the top side of the comp, could you have had a better win last week to prepare you for that game?
No, it was a really good win as far as emotionally it helps. I think it gets us over a couple of those little hurdles that we talk about. But you know, it was a game that we nearly blew at the end, and to come away and get a pretty special victory, they do help. And they do build some momentum. As I said that straight after the game, I believe that probably won't count for much when the game starts on Sunday. But for the boys, it's a really confident week leading through this week.
Don, how are you dealing with your game? It's a game of two extremes where it's very poor and very good. So how do you deal with it?
From last weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, look, it was a different game, certainly a very different game to ones we played this year. And, you know, in review, you know, we were disappointed in our effort around the contested stuff, which has been a great strength of ours this year. And we let ourselves down in that space last week. And we know this week against Port, another really good, strong contested side, we need to lift our game in that space. But then the fight back and we grabbed 2 points at the end was testament to the players' resolve and ability to just hang in there and find a way to give themselves that opportunity. So it was sort of a bittersweet 2 points because at half time we probably lost two, and by the end of it we'd won two. So that's probably how we reflected on it.
Bittersweet. Does the sweet also become you can put that first half before the players at this time of the year and give them a real strong reminder that the things you've emphasised, contested footy,
yeah,
and so forth?
Well, that's what the game gives you every week. Every week, you, as I've said all along, you learn something every week, and you know, disappointing we had to learn on the weekend that sort of number contested wise is going to give us some problems and give the opportunity to the opposition, which it did. So, certainly we reflect on that and say that's not going to get it done, and certainly that's not going to get it done on Sunday against Port.
How do they respond, Don? Showdowns are always red hot to start. How do they respond to begin the game?
We'll find out.
Do you do anything during the week to?
We're trained today. You know, it's a combination of things. It's I think it's probably in that sort of number suggests it's probably more mentality than anything else. So that's something that we'll address and something I need to make sure they bring on Sunday.
Can you jump on that, Ken?
No, you expect from one game to the next that there's totally different games. You just don't know what's going to happen. I mean, Don said it was a big number in that gap, and it's an unusual number to happen to any side. So you don't expect that to happen again, but we would expect it'll be a fairly strong contested game of football on Sunday.
You know, something unusual happened twice in 2 weeks for you, though.
Yeah, I'd take it. Don't worry, I'll take it sitting here. But we're not expecting. We know how hard we're going to have to work.
Does Collingwood give you some things to think about, particularly about applying speed to the way Adelaide play?
Yeah, well, I think a bit like probably Adelaide felt, I think. In the first half, there seemed to be some things that looked pretty exciting for an opposition team. In the second half, there was some really scary stuff. You see a side that's down by 50 points, be able to get back, and you go, wow. You know what's coming, and you expect the best, I think, and that's the crucial part for us. And, you know, defensively this year, we've been incredibly strong. We're going to get tested to the max this week.
So what sort of showdown do you want? Do you want the one that's open and you use your speed with your fast players, or do that defence-first mentality? Yeah.
We want to play the way we've played all year. There's no doubt about that. And obviously that's based around for us. It has been based around our ability to compete and our ability to defend the ground pretty well. So hopefully we can do that again on the weekend. But, you know, we still have to score. We're going to have to score strongly against a high-scoring team.
Don, the Crows have been quite impressive in wet weather this year. If it's to rain on the weekend, do you think that would be beneficial for you guys?
Hard to say. I mean, Port played in the wet on Saturday night. I mean, our form in the wet's been pretty good. And that's more about adapting to the conditions. I think that's probably what we've done well the two or three times we've played in the wet. So if it's wet again Sunday, we'll adapt to that and get ready for what will be a, you know, generally in the wet, it's a more contested game, and that premium goes up.
Do you practice for a slog like that? Wet and windy, do you practice for a slog like that?
Depends. We'll get a run this morning. I don't know what's going to happen, whether it's going to rain this morning. You get enough looks at it throughout the winter months to get a feel for, you know, the ball handling side of things, but it's kind of hard to purely replicate the same conditions.
Don, do you have to deal with anything extra this week when you hear of your players going to visit other clubs and continue contract talks revolving around McGovern and Leader?
No, I don't really want to talk about the contract stuff. We had a massive game this Sunday. My focus is on that.
But your fans are really edgy about it, so they'd want to hear from you as to where this stands at the moment.
Well, as I said, I'm not in a position to want to talk about that today. You know, that'll take its due course.
Does it get frustrating though, ahead of a big showdown week, to have these conversations bubbling up in the media with different reports about?
Well, I can't control that. What we control is what we can produce against Port on Sunday, and that's, you know, basically our focus now. We've got a big game this week leading into a final series, and, you know, we've got a big couple of months coming up, and that's where my focus is at.
Can you find the build up?
What's that?
I haven't found the build-up to this one. Normally the fever pitch, this one feels a bit more tame. No animosity, you've got chatting the handshake before.
We wanted a bit of
Mayweather-McGregor.
What's that?
We want a bit of Mayweather-McGregor.
What do you think?
Yeah, no, I'm not a good fighter.
No, okay.
Does it feel like there's any extra spice to it, given we're only, you know, 3 or 4 weeks in the finals? Because it does, like Theo said, it does seem pretty low-key this week.
Well, again, I don't control the build-up. I don't know if King controls the build-up. Internally, our guys are getting ready for that, and it's Thursday, so, you know, by Sunday, I'm pretty confident we're ready to go.
Does it make you envious when you see other clubs around the country, like Collingwood and Carlton, West Coast and Fremantle, get a major sponsor for their derby, have major events around their derby, and we seem to have fallen flat now 3 years in a row in that field?
I don't know, it's not my job to worry about. I don't get involved with it. I worry about what I do with the players and training, and how we perform and prepare for Sunday. I don't worry about the external stuff.
Seems that we're falling short though, don't we? We talk about a big build up to the showdown, but then we fall short compared to other derbies around the country.
Yeah. Tom, you've maybe experienced the derby.
Yeah, well. I know. In Perth, I think there's a brewing company that sponsors that. I wasn't aware necessarily that there wasn't a sponsor here or who drives that. As I said, I'm a bit with Ken, we focus on what we can control, and that's getting ready to play.
Ken, there were some reports last week the club had conversations with Tom Rockcliffe recently. Is that something that you can shed a bit of light on for us?
Contracts, a great time of the year, isn't it? There's conversations. Look, what gets reported, what's actually happening, what doesn't. We don't get involved with it, particularly as coaches, we don't get involved this time of the year. We have got so much to do right now that stuff is so far away from my mind that I couldn't give you any time on it at all to say that I've spoken to Tom Rockcliffe. I can tell you that hasn't happened.
Ken, from the last showdown, and particularly from when the Western Bulldogs played Adelaide, there's a lesson about if you don't tag Sloan, it can bite you. Do you want to put a heavy tag on it?
No, look, when we've played against Adelaide in the past, we've always tried to, you know, restrict their most dangerous players as best we possibly can, whether that be that Rory, be that Eddie, you know, be that Laird or be that Smith down the other end, you know, the players who obviously stand out and have impacts on game. They're the players we're always looking towards trying to slow, you know, whether we can do that to any of those players on the weekend. And if we do it well, it'll go a long way towards winning.
But there's a difference between just doing a one-on-one matchup and a heavy tag. Which one do you want to lean to?
Oh, no, we want to make sure we get the game on our terms and as best we possibly can. If that means we will, if we need to play someone closely on something, we would do that.
What about
John, on the other side of that, there were questions about the midfield for the Crows. Tex yesterday said he's really proud of how they've responded to all those questions. How have you seen their evolution?
Oh, I think it's been one of the probably the strengths of our side throughout the year is the ability. I know at the start of the year there are a lot of questions around our midfield and their capacity, and so the growth of some of the individuals in there, and I won't go through them one by one, but some of their growth and some of the way they've actually developed their game this year has been really, really pleasing. And again, we get another great test. Now, we let our guard down a bit last weekend, so you know, they're keen to respond from that.
Last week, we emphasised that slowing questions on going away.
Which slowing questions are?
That he can tag him out of a game.
Well, he didn't have his best day last week. And that happens.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Get that back real quick.
No, Biff.